Chapter 7 Pinkamina Serious Pie. As soon as Pinkie Pie woke up the next morning, she went straight to work on becoming the new Pinkie she had promised to be.
"No more messing around, Gummy," she said to her pet alligator. "I'm Pinkamina Serious Pie now. Please don't bother me with any party invitations or fresh cupcake offers. No swimming in the lake or dressing in silly costumes. All my time will henceforth be devoted to finding a super-duper serious way to save the rock farm."
Pinkie trotted over to the mirror on the wall next to her Pinkie party planner and took a look at her reflection. Her hair had already fallen a little flat against her head, almost as straight as marbles and limestones. But she still needed something else to look really serious. Luckily, the mess she'd made the day before while trying to find a party inspiration still covered the floor. There were flags and party horns and costumes all over the place. Pinkie immediately spotted a great accessory for her new persona.
"These are perfect!"
Pinkie said to herself, snapping the goofy fake nose and mustache off her favorite pair of joke glasses and popping the frames onto her face.
"Now I look like I mean business."
Pinkie ripped down the Pinkie party planner and replaced it with a plain white calendar. It had lots of blank space to fill with important meetings and brainstorming sessions.
"First on the Save the Farm schedule is to clean up this room. I can't have party hats and noisemakers distracting me if I am going to be thinking of really serious ways to save the farm."
If she was going to focus, she couldn't be surrounded by such fun, colorful stuff. It all had to go. Pinkie got to work packing up all her party things in boxes. She didn't even bother to put each decoration and costume in the right place. After Pinkie dragged the heavy boxes down the sugar cube corner stairs, she got to work on the rest of the place. Pinkie had just started painting her room a drab shade of brown when she heard a hoof knocking on the door.
"Ooh, a visitor!"
Pinkie yelled out, forgetting to tone down her giddiness.
"I'll be there in 2 shakes of a little lammy's tail."
Pinkie dropped the paint roller into the pan, and it landed with a splat. Specks of brown paint splashed onto Gummy, who responded with his usual blink. Pinkie bounded to the door and flung it open. Standing there was none other than Twilight Sparkle. She was wearing her princess crown, which was strange because she usually didn't unless she had to.
"Hello, Twilight,"
Pinkie sang out with a sing-songy lilt. She quickly realized that the greeting sounded far too excited and corrected herself.
"I mean, ahem. Welcome, Miss Sparkle. How may I help you this morning?"
She tried to keep her voice monotone, like her sister Marble Pie. It wasn't so hard. Twilight made a funny face. "So I guess you were serious about being serious, huh?" She stepped inside the room.
"Absolutely,"
chirped Pinkie, then quickly added in her new voice,
"I mean, yes, I am."
She looked down at Twilight through her joke glasses. "Why are you covered in chocolate, then?" Twilight asked, looking at the brown splotches all over Pinkie. Twilight didn't want to mention the odd glasses Pinkie was wearing. "Were you baking your famous double chocolate chip chipper muffins again?" She hoped so. Twilight licked her lips just imagining the scrumptious taste of them. Pinkie was such a great baker.
"No, silly willy Twilight," Pinkie Pie said. "Look around. I'm redecorating. Or should I say, undecorating. Pinkamina Serious Pie would never have such a fun bedroom to play in. Once I fix all this stuff right up, finding a way to save the farm will be a piece of rock cake.
Undecorating? Twilight said, suddenly noticing the blotchy brown paint all over the walls. What had Pinky done? She loved her colorful bedroom. This situation was worse than Twilight thought. She had only ever seen Pinky act this oddly one other time, when she and the gang had avoided going to Gummy's after birthday party. They'd only done it to plan a surprise party for Pinky herself, but she'd gone all kooky. Pinky had started talking to a sack of flour, some lint, a bowl of radishes, and a pile of rocks, claiming they were her best friends. This situation wasn't looking much better. Brown paint? No parties? Straight hair? Twilight asked. Pinky, this isn't who you are. I came here to find you. We are going to plan the rock concert just like you said, and we need your help.
Thanks, but no thanks, Twilight, Pinky said, shaking her head. You heard them. My family isn't interested in any more of my little parties, so I have to find another way to save the farm.
Pinky picked up the paint roller again and began to paint. Her glasses didn't fit quite right and kept sliding down her nose. Whenever she pushed them back up, she smudged more paint on her face. It looked super silly, but Twilight couldn't even laugh. Her friend was in trouble. Twilight trotted to the door, feeling defeated. Well, Pinky, I guess it looks like I'm going to plan a Ponypalooza rock concert. Let me know if you have any suggestions. Maybe, just maybe, if Twilight showed Pinky how much the ponies needed her help with the party, she wouldn't be able to resist.